Lord, we pray now, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We can hide it in our heart. We may not sin against you. Amen. If you ever notice why, if you've been to our church and you see, what are these people doing like this when they read the gospel? Well, it's a prayer, and you're saying, Lord, let your word be in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. It's a pretty good one. I was reading in the Gospels today, spending some hanging out with the Lord, and he just kind of brought me back to something he's been speaking to me for a while now. And I'll just read a few verses. And I'm just surprised how many times you see this particular word in the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, Luke 6, and then Luke 12. Blessed are you when people insult and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even tax collectors do the same. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men, to be noticed by them. Otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But you, when you pray, go into your inner rooms, close your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, where thieves do not break in or steal, but where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Blessed are you who hunger now. Oh, excuse me. That is a good verse, though. Be glad in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Same one about people insulting and persecuting. But love your enemies and do good. Lend, expecting nothing in return, for your reward will be great. You'll be sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. And I'm reading more scripture than normal, but we're going to bring a point in here in a minute. This is in Luke chapter 12. He told them a parable, saying, the land of a rich man was very productive. He began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns, build larger ones, and there I will store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have made many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich for God. And then Jesus again, he's talking to his disciples. This is a whole other situation. He's telling them that life is more than food and their body is more than clothing. You know, that he's going to provide. And he did look at the birds and the lilies of the field, how they, you know. This is another time when he's teaching them the same thing he taught them. He's just going to make sure they get it. Do not seek what you will eat, what you will drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek, but your Father knows that you need these things. But seek first His kingdom. These things will be added to you. And do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make for yourself money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near, nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, again he says that, there your heart will be. So it's really cool when you see this about the Father, how rewarding He is. Now, he's talking about two different places here, right? Rewarding us when we pray, when you fast, right? Hebrews 11:6, you know, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. right? But there's also reward that you're laying up in heaven for one day. Okay? And in both of those, what I was just really praying through, see, you can't really have a kingdom mindset if you don't have an eternal mindset. Right? We say that all the time. We're all about the kingdom. We're a kingdom, you know. But that's part of the kingdom. I've got to understand because, and we can look at it like this. I believe, you know, Bishop teaches about this. We've heard a lot, you know, Revelation chapter 4, when the Lord is saying to John, come up here. I want to show you some things. Well, that's our prayer life, right? And so we have that dimension that we can't really understand. The kingdom of God is here, surround us, right? But we don't want to have divided hearts with this, right? But where, and that's really true, where your treasure is, what's precious to you is where your heart will be, right? If your heart is this totally with, I mean, understanding that, and the Lord uses those words like rewarding you, right, as an encouragement, okay? Encouragement that I can, you know, trust my heart to this. Knowing that one day, when we talked about this last night, one day I'll see the end result. Okay? That's part of kingdom living. That's part of really believing that you're storing up for yourself treasure in heaven. And you're going to get to whatever we're going to do with that. We don't know everything. I know some of it we're going to be able to get back to Jesus, right? We don't know totally that that's all, right? Who knows? But it's going to be good. But I was just seeing that today, just praying through this. You know, I was just seeing, you know, Lord, one prayer I've always had is I don't ever want to have a divided heart. You know, the day we're talking about not letting your roots grow deep here on the earth. You know, letting the Lord just cut those. We're passing through. You know, we talked about that. The world is not thy home, but thy ship. That old saying that person has. We're just cruising through. Right? But I think that the Lord really wants, I mean, part of what the Selma Revival is about, and if He's going to have revival people, and He's going to have kingdom people, then you got to think eternally. You can't think, you know, it's easy to think, oh, I'm about the kingdom business, and still your heart might be there. But what you treasure the most, that's where your heart is. So that's my prayer. Yours, right? Lord, I want my heart to be there. I want my heart to be in heaven, whatever that looks like. Laid up. Laying up, you know, understanding. This is radical teaching. You know, I love to go back and read, you know, the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, and all the places, Luke chapter 12, different places, Luke 6. It's just radical stuff. But you know what? We call it radical, but it's actually normal. It's just normal. So my prayer for you today, and I've been praying for you today, me and you guys, because I was going to talk to you, is God, if our heart is in anything else, let's stop. You know? Put it where it belongs. Knowing that you reward those who seek you. You reward those who pray. You reward the fasting. But you also reward every deed. Reward every deed. Every deed you do in His name, you know, there's a reward laid up. You'd like putting your money in your bank account, your heavenly bank account. Where it says, you know, it's not going to, not on earth where people can steal it and it'll be gone. But eternal in the heavens for you, is what it says. Amen. So, Lord, I pray for us today. Lord, we could be relieved of so much stress and anxiety. Lord, teach us how to be eternal people. You're so patient with us, Lord. ask in Jesus' name. Amen.